Jeeves and the Chump Cyril by P.G. Woodhouse.
You know, the longer I live, the more clearly I see that half the trouble in this bally world is caused by the light-hearted and thoughtless way in which chappies dash off letters of introduction and hand them to other chappies to deliver them to chappies of the third part. It's one of those things that makes you wish you were living in the Stone Age. What I mean to say is, if a fellow in those days wanted to give anyone a letter of introduction, he had to spend a month or so carving it on a large-sized boulder, and the chances were that the other chappie got so sick of lugging the thing around in the hot sun that he dropped it after the first mile. But nowadays, it's so easy to write letters of introduction that everybody does it without a second thought, with the result that some perfectly harmless cove like myself gets in the soup. Mark you, all the above is what you might call the result of my riper experience. Now, I don't mind admitting that in the first flush of the thing, so to speak, when Jeeves told me, this would be about 3 weeks after I'd landed in America, that a blighter called Cyril Bassington Bassington had arrived, and I found that he had brought a letter of introduction to me from Aunt Agatha. Well, where was I? Oh, yes, I don't mind admitting, I was saying, that just at first I was rather bucked. You see, after the painful events which had resulted in my leaving England, I hadn't expected to get any sort of letter from Aunt Agatha which would pass the censor, so to speak. And it was a pleasant surprise to open this one and find it almost civil. Chilly, perhaps, in parts, but on the whole, quite tolerably polite. I looked on the thing as a hopeful sign, sort of an olive branch, you know. Or do I mean orange blossom? Well, what I'm getting at is that the fact that Aunt Agatha was writing to me without calling me names seemed more or less like a step in the direction of peace. And I was all for peace, and that right speedily. I'm not saying a word against New York, mind you. I liked the place, and was having quite a ripe time there. But the fact remains that a fellow who's been used to London all his life does get a trifle homesick on the foreign strand, and I wanted to pop back to the cosy old flat in Berkeley Street, which could only be done when Aunt Agatha had simmered down and got over the Glossop episode. I know that London is a biggish city, but believe me, it isn't half big enough for any fellow to live in with Aunt Agatha when she's after him with the old hatchet. And so I'm bound to say I looked on this chump Bassington Bassington when he arrived more or less as a dove of peace, and was all for him. He would seem from contemporary accounts to have blown in one morning at 7:45, that being the ghastly sort of hour they shoot you off the liner in New York. He was given the respectful raspberry by Jeeves and told to try again about 3 hours later, when there would be a sporting chance of my having sprung from my bed with a glad cry to welcome another day and all that sort of thing. Which was rather decent of Jeeves, by the way, for it so happened that there was a slight estrangement, a touch of coldness, a bit of a row, in other words, between us at the moment because of some rather priceless purple socks, which I was wearing against his wishes. And a lesser man might easily have snatched at the chance of getting back at me a bit by loosing Cyril into my bedchamber.